Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
I'm Gregory Girard, the teacher from the street. Is I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I was a chaperone at the high school prom, and I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom. And we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol.
Slashed and torn. Can we give ourselves one more chance? Why can't And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the step master for our step team. You know, every fraternity does marches that they put on when they have a Greek show, and I was the leader of my step team. We had put our march team together in 1979 after I pledged and became a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. So I was going around leading all the marches, and we were marching in all the competitions. And after we marched in 81, I said, well, when we march in 82, we're going to be ready. So the whole year we marched, and we came out on the yard at the University of California at Davis, and we stepped. Back in the pool, I got women in my house. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, sliding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round. Yeah, 'cause that's how kids get down. Barbecue on the grill. They're hanging out in the gym next to the pool. I got homeboys lifting weights and getting buffed, 'cause that's how we do. I like to be around a lot of women. I got women, 'cause that's how I get down. Cooking dinners at night, and I'm feeding everybody that comes around. I'm deep money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl, come on now. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, now you know. And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the step master for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready. And we came out on the yard, and we started stepping. And everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step, and somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there, and I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different. And we all got confused. And the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home.
What's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, we're broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Because in Las Vegas, it's a little windy outside. They had some scattered showers earlier this morning, and they're expected to have a little bit of rain this evening, after sundown. So right now, it's about 60 degrees, and it's a beautiful day outside, but we're expecting rain later on this afternoon. So we're going to have snow in the mountains, and we're going to have some rain in the mountains within the next couple of days, like Wednesday or Thursday or so. They're expecting to have rain in the mountains, rain and snow in the mountains. So that's what's going on in the weather in Las Vegas. Now, I have an announcement to make. We had a death by an athlete, a super athlete. They called him Marvelous Marvin Hagler, has died. He died this past weekend at the age of 66 years old. His cause of death hasn't been determined yet, but he did pass this weekend. So I want to give all of that just really took me for a loop that Marvin Hagler died. But I want to give my condolences to his family and all of his fans and all of his friends around the world that watch Marvelous Marvin Hagler, as he was at one time the super lightweight champion. He fought with Sugar Ray Leonard, and he fought with one of the Spinks brothers, and he fought with Hitman Hearns. Yep. He was in a class of elite boxers that set the stage for some great fights, and even fought against the Golden Boy. So we want to give our condolences to him and his family and his friends. And that's all I have to say about Marvelous Marvin Hagler, the bald head boxer that got mad when he lost the fight to Sugar Ray Leonard. He lost the decision, and he quit boxing. He said, "They're not treating me right, Mama. I quit." And his mother said, "Boy, don't give it up. You're doing so well." So he just decided that he wasn't going to fight anymore, but he was going to train young boxers to become competent fighters in the ring. So that's all I have to say about Marvin. Marvelous Marvin Hagler. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, let's talk some NBA basketball right now. All right, DJ Papa D, how's everything going with you today? How's your weekend been?
No, it's all good, big brother.
All
big
right,
brother, serious
man.
Business.
Serious business in effect. All good right here. Okay, well, let's go over the standings for the NBA right now and see where everybody is after this long weekend of basketball playing games. All right, let's start with the Eastern Conference with the Central Division.
In the Central Division, the Milwaukee Bucks are on top with 24 wins, followed by the Indiana Pacers and the Chicago Bulls, both with 17 wins. Following them are the Cleveland Cavaliers with 14 wins, and bringing up the rear, the Detroit Pistons with 10 wins.
Okay. What about the Atlantic Division?
On top, the Philadelphia 76ers with 27 wins, followed by the Brooklyn Nets with 26 wins. The Celtics and the Knicks both have 20 wins, and Toronto has 17 wins.
Oh, okay. Philadelphia jumped ahead of the Brooklyn Nets. Well, I guess they really want that title bad. Okay. What about the Southeast Division?
In the Southeast, the Miami Heat is on top with 21 wins, followed by the Hornets and the Hawks, both with 19 wins. After that, it's the Washington Wizards with 14 wins and the Orlando Magic with 13 wins.
All right. Well, at least these leading champions, leading division leaders are in the 20-win period, so that's good. They're no longer in the teens. Now they're in the 20s, and that sounds good to me. Okay, let's go to the Western Conference and see what's happening with the Northwest Division.
In the Northwest, the Utah Jazz is on top with 28 wins, followed by the Denver Nuggets and Portland Trail Blazers, both with 22 wins. Then it's the Oklahoma City Thunder with 17 wins, and the Timberwolves are on the bottom with 9 wins.
Utah got that 28th win in there, huh? All right. Well, it's about time they moved up a little bit, because Philly and Milwaukee are trying to get in the 20-win period, too. So they're making their move in the West, in the East. So Utah's making his move in the West. All right. So let's see what's going on in the Pacific Division.
And the Pacific Division is a three-way tie between the Phoenix Suns, the L.A. Lakers, and the Clippers, all with 25 wins, followed by the Golden State Warriors with 20 wins and the Sacramento Kings with 15 wins.
Oh, you know, do you happen to know who won the game between the Clippers and... who was that was playing the Clippers the other day? I missed that game. I wanted to watch that game, too. It was the Clippers and somebody from the Eastern Conference played. And
the Clippers played New Orleans, the Pelicans.
Yeah, the Pelicans. Who won that game?
Pelicans won 135-115, high scoring game.
Whoa, really? Okay. Well, they said the Pelicans had a couple of their players back, so they were running with a full squad that day, and they were saying that they were going to be ready for the Clippers. And I wanted to see that game, and I got sidetracked. I turned the channel, and I started watching the
You're talking about college basketball?
Yeah. What is it called? It's
NCAA?
NCAA, yeah, NCAA. Yeah, they were picking the teams to go to the tournament. So they were picking the top 64 teams, and then they added four alternate teams in case some of these teams couldn't make it to play in the tournament because of the virus. Because a couple of the teams got health checks, and they found out they had the virus, so they weren't going to be able to play the first round of games and unless they got their players together. So they picked four alternative teams to play in their place if they weren't able to make it into the tournament. So I was watching that. And that looks like that's going to be really good. So we'll talk about that in a minute. Okay, so where are we now? In the Southwest Division, what's going on in the Southwest?
In the Southwest, the Dallas Mavericks have 20 wins, followed by the San Antonio Spurs with 19 wins. Memphis and New Orleans both have 17 wins, and the Houston Rockets bring up the rear with 11 wins.
Oh, Dallas Mavericks have taken over the lead in that division. Oh, isn't that interesting? Okay, let's see if they can hang on or if they're going to fall apart. Like DJ Papa, DJ Big Nasty says that they're gonna fall apart. They're not going to be able to stay on the top very long. They're going to burn out. So we're going to see if his prediction is right. Since he's a coach now, people, my little brother's coaching in high school now. He's coaching basketball in high school. And he thinks he's a basketball coach. And we're going to see if he can win a game. He's been coaching a couple of years on a couple of teams, but he hasn't won a game yet. So I still got faith in him, though. He has a lot of heart. and he really wants to be a good coach. So we'll see if he's doing okay. All right. Well, that's it for the NBA standing with G-Money's pick for the top teams in the division right now. It looks like Utah is still the top team in the NBA. They have the most wins. And Philadelphia and the Brooklyn Nets are coming up next, and they're doing good. So that's going to be like the top three teams, four teams in the NBA, because the Lakers and the Phoenix Suns and the Clippers have kind of fallen off a little bit too. So now the Phoenix Suns are in charge of the Pacific Division. So we have to wait and see what's going on. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the NCAA tournament. They picked 64 teams this weekend, and they'll start playing this Thursday coming up, Thursday and Friday. They'll have their first round of games, and they pick four alternative teams. But the number one team in the four divisions is going to be the Baylor University is going to be one of the number one teams. And who else? Wow. It's Baylor. Oh, and Gonzaga is going to be a number one team. And I think Georgetown is going to be a number one team. And I don't know who the other team is. But Oklahoma's like number two or number three, and Illinois is supposed to be up there in the top two or three, and who else did they say? It was Baylor, it was Gonzaga, it was, oh, Michigan. Michigan was another number one team. And who was the fourth number one team? I don't know. Can you help me, DJ Papa D? Do you have the list of the 64 teams that are going to the NCAA tournament?
I do. I have it right here in front of me. So there's four different divisions. In the West, number one is Gonzaga.
Right.
And Iowa is number two. Kansas, number three. And Virginia is number four. In the East, Michigan is number one, followed by Alabama, Texas, and Florida State. In the South, Baylor is number one, followed by Ohio State, Arkansas, and Purdue. And in the Midwest, Illinois is number one, followed by Houston. Yeah, Houston, West Virginia, and Oklahoma State.
Okay.
So.
And you know what? They said the first time in the history of the NCAA tournament, Duke didn't make the tournament, and North Carolina didn't make the tournament. So that's two of the past NCAA champions that didn't make the tournament. Now, did you say Georgetown? I didn't hear you call Georgetown in any of those
no
divisions.
Now, Georgetown is in the Eastern bracket, and they're number 12. They're in there, but they're number 12.
Oh, okay. Because I'm going to say, they said Georgetown had a good team, and they're expecting Georgetown to run through the division. So that's good. I don't know who's coaching Georgetown's team, because John Thompson quit. Or he retired. So I don't know who's actually coaching Georgetown's team. And the winningest coach in NCAA basketball is now coaching in Illinois. And that's what's his name? Mick something. He was coaching at Kansas, and then he coached at Kentucky, and he was the USA Olympic team coach. But now he's gone back to teaching, coaching college ball. So he's teaching in Illinois. He's coaching in Illinois now, and they're saying that he may take his Illinois team all the way to the Final Four. So we'll have to wait and see what goes on. Okay. And their first games are going to be Thursday or Friday this week, right?
First game, first round, March 19th and 9th and 20th. So this weekend, right?
Right. Okay. That should be a good set of games playing. Baylor should win their first game. Illinois should win their first game. Michigan should win their first game. And Gonzaga is expected to win the whole thing. So they're going in as an undefeated team right now. They got 25-0 going into the tournament. So Gonzaga is really expected to do well in the tournament. And I like Gonzaga, so I'm hoping they do well too. All right. Well, that's basketball. That's NCAA tournament basketball that starts this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this weekend. And they're playing in a bubble. So they're all going to be playing their games in Indiana. That looks like the location for all the NCAA tournament games are going to be played in Indiana. So we'll have to wait and see what's going on with the teams that as they play in the bubble. So see if all of the teams can stay healthy and they don't get the virus. They don't catch the virus. There's a couple of the key players on a couple of the teams tested positive for the virus. So they're not going to be able to play the first game of the playoffs of the tournament. So that's really going to hurt some of the teams, but we'll have to see what happens. It should be an interesting tournament. They got a lot of good teams playing in the tournament. Oklahoma's expecting to play well. Texas and Florida are all expected to play well. And Ohio is supposed to be in there, and they're supposed to play well. So it's going to be a good one. I think BYU is in the tournament, and I think UCLA and USC are in the tournament. They're going to play well in the tournament. So it looks like they got a lot of good teams that are going to be playing in the tournament. So it should be a really high-scoring tournament. Games in the tournament. All right, Well, that's it for basketball, for NBA basketball, and for the NCAA tournament basketball. So, DJ Papa D, let's go to a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And I have a joke for you when we come back.
Well, you know, I was telling you a story about my teen mother, who was the mother of my baseball team that I was coaching at the park. And she was coming to the nightclub that I was DJing at. And we were hanging out real tough. I really liked her. But she was dating my buddy. So I couldn't date her. And I left her alone. I mean, I still talk to her. She was my friend. But I couldn't get close to her like I really wanted to. So she brought her girlfriend from work to the club. And she introduced me to her. And this girl looked like my mother. She was beautiful. She was tall. She was big-breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. And I really liked her a lot. So I was talking to her, and we became good friends.
Expresses a happiness more clearly than ever heard. And when I play them, Every chord is a poem, telling the Lord how grateful I am, cause I know him. The harmony possess a sensation similar to your caress. If you asking and I'm telling you it's yes. Stand in love, take my hand in love, God bless.
Right. I want to give you some good loving. Turn your light down low.
Right now.
And pull your window curtain.
Right now.
And let your love come tumbling in.
Right now.
Into our lives again.
Right now.
It's been a long, long time.
Yeah.
I got this message for you, boy. But it seemed I was never on time.
Still, I wanna get through to you, boy. On time.
Right now.
On time.
Right now.
My buddy's team, and the team I was playing for, I was new to the team, so I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman. That's the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players, because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So they put me in right field.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order. And you'll get it with the G, with the $3. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're
listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I want to make an announcement. So if anybody that did not see the Grammy Awards last night on CBS, I want to say congratulations to Beyonce. She set the record for winning the most Grammy Awards by any male or female recording artist. She won 28 Grammys Awards. Total, 28. And she won three of them last night. So they gave her a standing ovation, and they recognized her as being the greatest female performer that's ever received a Grammy. So congratulations to Beyonce. And she's mentoring a couple of other singers that are coming up in the ranks that won a couple of Grammy Awards too last night. And I can't even think of the girl's name. I won't even try to think of her name. But Beyonce was on a record with her, and she won a Grammy. So that was the tying Grammy that Beyonce won, to tie the most Grammy Award winning. When this other girl won the Grammy that Beyonce had sung on her record. And then Beyonce won her own Grammy, having an outstanding song that she put together for the virus, when the virus affected the United States. She wrote a song saying that we need to stick together and that we need to beat this pandemic affair. And we need to beat the virus, and everybody should get the vaccination. And such is everybody can survive the virus, even though we've had 500,000 people that have died behind the virus so far in the United States. And that's more deaths than they had in World War I, World War II, and the Korean War. So that's a lot of people that have died because of a virus that came over from China. So, and Donald Trump was the president when the virus hit America, and he didn't do anything about it, because he was too busy trying to say that he got cheated out of the election when he got beat by Joe Biden. for President of the United States. But anyway, America, we have 99% of the people in the United States have gotten the virus, gotten the shot. So they are saying that the virus is, they're getting the virus under control. It was 20% of the people were in the hospital, but now it's only 6% nationwide. So we've done a lot to fight against the virus. And the first responders, I want to say congratulations to the doctors and the nurses that have been working with the patients that ended up in the hospital with the virus. And even though they had to be the last ones that the patient saw before they died, but their loved ones, thank the nurses and the doctors for everything they did for their for the patient before they died. So I want to say congratulations to the first responders, because they put up with the situation of dealing with the virus. And now it seems as though we're getting the virus under control. So that's a good thing. Still wearing our masks, and we're still walking around with social distancing, and we're still washing our hands every time we go someplace and we touch something. We're washing our hands immediately, and we're keeping our hands out of our face, out of our eyes, out of our mouth. Yes, that's helping us control the spread of the virus. So it's doing good. All right. Well, now for something a little different, I got a joke for you. There was a man, his wife was having a dinner party, and she told him that she was running short on snails because she wanted to have snails as the appetizer before they ate dinner. So while she was cooking the dinner, she told her husband to go out to the beach and go down to the sand, to the waterfront, and here's a bucket. Fill this bucket with snails and then bring me the bucket so that I can fix the snails for the appetizers. And he said, okay, and he went downstairs to the beach, and he was walking along the beach shore, and he was picking up snails, filling up the bucket. And he saw this beautiful woman walking along the shoreline, but she was way down the shoreline, and he saw her while he was bending over picking up the snails, and he thought to himself, wow, it'd really be nice if she comes down here and talks to me. I would really like to talk to her because she is really beautiful. But he knew that she was a long way off, and he continued to pick up the snails. And then he looked up, and she was right there, standing right next to him. And she was asking him, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm picking up snails for my wife's dinner party. And she's short on snails, so I'm collecting snails for us to have as appetizers for the dinner party. And she was like, oh, that's so nice. So she started talking to him, and they had a real interesting conversation. And then she invited the man back to her house for some more conversation. So he went back to her house, and they had some drinks. And the next thing you know, they were in bed together. And they were in bed and they spent the night. And he woke up the next morning and he said, "Oh my God, I spent the whole night here. Oh, my wife is going to be so mad at me because I missed her dinner party." So he got up and got dressed and went outside and carried his bucket of snails and ran all the way to his house. And he got to his house and he was climbing up the stairs and he dropped the bucket and all the snails fell down the stairs. They were all on the stair steps going down the stairs to the bottom of the house. And he was like, "Oh, man." And then his wife came to the door and she had her hands on her hips and she was like, "Where were you all night? You missed the dinner party." And he looked at all the snails. Then he looked up at his wife. Then he looked at the snails again, and he said, "Come on, fellas, we're almost there. Just step a little further, and we'll be in the house." He put it on the snails. That's why he was late, because the snails, he was waiting on the snails. All right, DJ Papa D, I guess it's time for us to tell the story that I recorded for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back on your sofas, on your pillows, and listen to the story that I recorded for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Well, I found out that they had a softball team for the brokerage. And they asked me if I wanted to play. And, man, I started playing on the softball team. And I was like, I'm like a pro athlete. I've been playing baseball all my life. And I get out there and I'm playing co-ed, slow pitch softball. And I'm playing center field. And every time they hit a fly ball, I ran it down. There was nothing that they hit in the outfield that dropped. I caught everything. I was running everything down because that's what I do. I'm a ball player, so I run everything down. And when I get up, I'm hitting left-handed because I don't want to mess up my right-hand swing on timing that for a slow pitch ball, and I'm hitting shots. Boom! I'm hitting shots between the right fielder and the center fielder. And I'm running around and I do a stand up double. I'm like, "Yeah, boy, I'm in the house." And the girls on the sideline is cheering and they're yelling and screaming, "Go, G, go, Gregory, yeah, Gregory." And I'm like, "Yeah, well, this is what I do, you know. I'm a ball player." And the next person get up to hit a ground ball in the infield, and I run to third. And they get thrown out at first. And then somebody else gets up and hits another ground ball in the infield. Well, I'm halfway home, and I score because they don't have a catcher that is prepared to make a play at the plate. Basically, they just have somebody back there catching the ball and throwing it back to the pitcher. He wasn't trying to throw anybody out at the bases. He wasn't trying to make no plays at the plate when the guy comes home and tries to score. He wasn't trying to block the plate. And be in the way of the runner or nothing. You know, he was standing on the side of the plate, and he was saying, come on in. And so every time I got to third base on the ground ball, I was scoring because I knew he wasn't going to try to stop me at the plate, and I scored. And all the cheerleaders, the girls were screaming and hollering. It was great. And everybody loved me, and they came and kissed me, and they were like, oh, man, you're so good. And the next time I got up, I hit another double, rope to center field, hit it over his head, and then I run to second, and I do a stand-up double. I'm like, yeah, boy, this is me. I'm in the house, and I'm having a good time. And then I get up again, and I hit a triple. And I run to third, and I'm thinking I'm going to go all the way home. And I say, no, I stop at third. And I let him throw to the plate, and the catcher misses the ball. And I'm like, man, I could have had an in-house, inside the park home run. But I didn't. I stayed at third, and my next batter got up, and he hit a ground ball, and I scored on the ground ball. So I scored again. So every time I scored, the girls were going crazy. My clerks in my office, they were really amazed. And so we go back to work, and, oh, man, that's all they talked about is how Gregory scored the winning run and how Gregory ran and caught all these fly balls in the outfield, how he threw the ball and threw a guy out at second base. He threw a guy out at third base. I'm like, man, I'm a ball player. That's what I do. I play the game. I'm a professional ball player. This softball stuff is just kids play for me. And I'm playing the game. And when I was playing, the other brokerages were trying to recruit me to come play for them. They wanted me to quit my job at Bateman Eichler Hill Richards, and they wanted me to go and play for them. Stanley Morgan asked me to come play for their brokerage, and it was a couple of brokerages that should be played for. And the guys were saying, man, you're good. You need to come over and transfer to our company and play for us. And I'm like, no, Bateman Eichler is the youngest brokerage company on the West Coast, and they're the fastest growing company on the West Coast. And that's what I know. So I'm staying. Plus, I want to be a broker, and they only got one black broker here. So if I stay, I can learn how to be a broker, and then it'll be two black brokers here. So I'm looking forward to being a broker, and that's why I'm staying. So the guys were like, okay, I guess that's all right. Man, you're a good ball player. I wish you would come play for us. And so every week we played a different company, and I would just be starring. I'd be running down all the fly balls. I'd be throwing out people, trying to steal second on the base. And the other teams were all amazed at how I played the game. And I told them, I said, man, I should have played pro, dude. I'm a college ball player, and I played this game. I've been playing since I was in the third grade. I know how to play this game. So I was enjoying playing softball with the team because we go out and we play every week. And I was just running all over the place.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Me.
waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. I waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. I've waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. I've waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. I'm sleeping in my car since you put me out of the house. But I'm waiting for you. Sleeping in my car, if you put me out of the house, but I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, but I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six-pack of beer and I'm getting drunk. But I'm waiting for you. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six-pack back of beer and I'm getting drunk, but I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, but I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, but I ain't going much further. I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you. Come to me. wasting no more time waiting on you.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm the best entertainer. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory Stories. Well, I got a real quick joke for you. You know, God created Adam in his own image, and then he created Eve in the image of a man. So Adam asked God, why did you make her so beautiful? And God said, well, so you'll love her. And he said, but why did you make her so dumb? Well, so she'll love you. Okay, that's another one by G Money, the Pimp Comedy. All right, now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members. Today is Monday, so they have to identify a scene from a movie. So DJ Papa D, you're going to play a scene from a movie, and we're going to give our fan club members 5 minutes to try to guess the name of the movie and to call into the studio and be the caller. Oh, let's see. Let's go for lucky number 7. See if they'll be caller number 7 to call in and tell us the name of the movie. So, DJ Papa D, play the clip from the movie.
I am Merida, firstborn descendant of Clan Dunbrog, and I'll be shooting for my own hand.
That's an interesting
one. I am Merida, firstborn descendant of Clan Dunbrog, and I'll be shooting for my own hand.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you heard that clip and you think you know the movie that came from,
call into the radio station right now and identify the clip and be caller number 7, and you can win $50. I have it right here in my hand to give it to you. So all you got to do is call in and have the name of the movie, and you can win $50 cash money. Because I'm G-Money, and I'm giving away $50 to the winner who claims the name of this movie. All right, DJ Papa D, play a song while we're waiting 5 minutes for the callers to start calling in. And we're looking for caller number 7. So we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Everybody get up.
my comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
I am Merida, firstborn descendant of Clan Dunbrog, and I'll be shooting for my own hand.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, I didn't get any callers to call in and name the movie. It's called Brave, B-R-A-V-E. It's a Disney animated movie about a little girl either from Scotland or London, England, or somewhere where she wanted to be a warrior. And because she was a girl, you know, they wouldn't let her be a warrior. So she was talking about she'll start her own warrior team and she'll fight for her own rights. But the name of the movie is Brave. And since we didn't have a winner today, I'll save this $50 for tomorrow's radio show at 3 o'clock. So call in at 3 o'clock and see if you can claim the money for my 3 o'clock show on Tuesday. Because I'll be here, and I hope you're here too. So the clock on the wall, I guess, says that's all. And I want everybody to be safe, wear your mask, have your social distancing, and wash your hands at every opportunity you get so you don't transfer the virus anywhere to anybody that you can be contagious with. So watch yourself, protect yourself, and be good to yourself. Because God loves you, and I love you too. And I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Good night. Talk to you tomorrow. Now let's pray to get rid of this virus. We're doing really good at getting rid of this virus. So let's continue with the prayer that God is listening. And I want to thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty and DJ Papa D, for helping me with the radio show. Thank you, little brothers. I appreciate your help. Now, let's pray. Talking to you as Reverend G Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show,
And I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer. And all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
know what you're thinking. Did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
He is so dumb. He thought that the Gettysburg Address was where Lincoln lived.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my underground lair.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
That was some real John Wayne shit, Staff Sergeant.
We got a Black Hawk down. We got a Black Hawk down.
I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I kept the faith.
I am Merida, firstborn descendant of Clan Dunbrog. And I'll be shooting for my own hand.
You tell your king that William Wallace will not be ruled, nor will any Scot while I live.
Look what I have created! I have made fire! I have made fire!
You quit it?
What?
Trying to swim here. What, the ocean isn't big enough for you or something like that?
Huh?
You got a problem, buddy? Huh? Huh? Do you? Want a piece of me? Yeah. Ooh, I'm scared now.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. No! Somebody open the window.
One big pile of shit.
We can do this. Cupid is no longer an archer. His glory shall be ours. For we are the only love gods.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
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 I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
Run! Go! Get to the chopper!
What was that? It was bad. It had nothing. No fire, no energy, no nothing. You know I have a show to run here, you know? And it must pop, pop, pop! So tomorrow from 5 to 7, will you please act like you have more than a 2-word vocabulary? It must be green, okay? Okay?
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
To protect the sheep, you gotta catch the wolf. And it takes a wolf to catch a wolf, you understand?
Shall we play a game?
Inside this room, all of my dreams become realities, and some of my realities become dreams.
I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.